This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023. Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes the stars of this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I live in America half the year, and I was there just after the election, and this guy came up to me in a show, and he was like, "Oh, I'd never move to Australia. Too many dangerous animals." I was like, "Look around your country, mate. At least the dingoes don't have guns. I'm fine."
Please welcome Will Anderson.
Here he is. The great man's in the house. I'm very sorry I'm not there with you, Willis. I'm in the house of the Bulldog tonight.
Mate, I'm happy that you're there. I hope the Bulldogs it's going to make it to the house of the Bulldogs tonight. We're okay against the Bombers.
This mate, feels, one of your last 10.
Yeah. This feels like, I mean, I don't lock anything in anymore. This is the new way under the Bulldogs.
Is it?
The unpredictable Bulldogs.
Unpredictable.
Bevo's Bulldogs.
Well, you're dropping Premiership players and best and fairest, you must be going all right.
You know what? That's what I've got. I'm leaning into that, Bill.
Yeah.
I've gone away from the media narrative. The Bevo, like, he's just in his own kingdom where he does whatever he wants and no one can understand it. No. There is method behind the madness. This is, he's playing four-dimensional chess. You know those people who are still convinced that Elon Musk knows, yes, you know, he's going to bring back Twitter? You know, those people. I like to think of that with, like, Bevo, that everything you do, it's just like it's a four-dimensional chess move. Caleb Daniel, he's the tiny little rook. You just got to move him out, but then he's going to sneak around at the back.
Yes.
He'll attack you from behind. All right. It'll all work out fine, Bill.
I'm coming around. Did you get invited to a coterie group?
Mate.
Are you going tonight?
Mate, it's not tonight. No, I'm not going to the game tonight. I've got to work.
Well, look,
that's what I'm in here to plug, Bill.
Oh, we got to plug your show.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival was literally in the introduction they played 30 seconds ago, mate.
Will Legitimate. Whatever. Get an easy name, Will. It's Will.
Give it another go, Billy.
Will Legitimate.
Oh, that's actually
not
pretty
bad.
Good, mate. Well done.
How's it going? All right, because we won't talk about the coterie group. Looks like you've got
You know what? No. The first function for the coterie group, like power broker. You're talking to a power broker, Bill.
Yes. I want to know why. How?
Well, the first function of this coterie group is the night after the comedy festival closes. How do you think I'm going to be?
You'll be.
That's my Mad Monday, Bill.
You'll come in with a couple of gags.
I'll have a lot of ideas for Bevo, I imagine.
How do you go, Willis? Like, I obviously went from a time with North where I had to watch every second of every game for about 11, 12 years.
Yes.
And then stopped being in that role, and now I'm no different to any other supporter. Now, your team is much more accomplished at the minute than mine, but do you get to the point, which I do pretty regularly at the minute, where I just go, I can't watch any more of this? I actually cannot watch any more, and I go and do something else.
Well, the thing about North Melbourne, though, like, Jim, is, like, if they told you which of the 2.5 quarters they'd play well in, you could just tune in for those, because for 2.5 quarters of every 4 quarters they play, they look like one of the best teams in the competition.
Yep.
Just spread that over 4 quarters. That's the problem.
I know.
It's what you get with kids. So you just got to build on that. Next week, next season will be 3 quarters and then 4.
Well, you know what my problem is, Bill? Like, I've got a lot of problems.
Yes,
you're right. You know what my problem in relation to the conversation we were having is, Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Is that people think I know what's going on with Bevo. Well, the amount of people who come up to me going, what's going on with Bevo? I'm like, I don't know what's going on with Bevo.
Do I talk to
Bevo?
Yeah.
I haven't talked for a while.
Have you?
But this coterie event, I'm going to... I've got a lot of thoughts. Got a lot of thoughts about where Aaron Norton should be playing that I'm sure he will be glad to hear.
Oh, he hadn't heard that before. You know he hadn't heard play him down back.
No. Not from everybody else in the football community.
How is the show going,
yeah,
Willis?
Thank you, James.
How's it going?
How is it going?
Yeah, it's been going about 2 weeks, week and a half.
What do you reckon I would be like if I came in here and said it was going shit house?
Yeah.
Honest.
Can you imagine?
Be honest.
Like, I was just like, really not going as well as it used to be honest. I'm a middle-aged guy, not quite as hip or relevant, you know. It's a culturally festival for young people. People are doing quirky stuff that I don't understand on TikTok.
Well, that's
and I'm
good.
Trying to tell some old story about getting a colonoscopy and stuff, mate. I'm not the hippest and most relevant that I've always been, but it possibly is the best show I've ever done, I reckon.
It is.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's a really fun show. I found out something about my dad that I didn't know. And so that forms the whole, like, whole show is kind of about that. But it's also about turning 50 and my dad turning 80 and, you know, growing up on the farm and all that stuff. It's actually a really, I mean, it's like, I really love the show. It's really been really fun to do.
It's the best show you've ever produced.
Oh, what would I tell you, Bill? Well, what would I tell you?
Well, like, I like
seriously,
that.
Mate. Of course I'm going to come in here and tell you it's the best show I've ever done. Well, there's no point me telling you the show from 3 years ago. You can't get in a time machine. Of course this is the best show that I've ever done.
Well, but you know how on Secular Road, out the front of the old Triple M, there used to be those white vans that sold speakers that would just turn up and go, I've got a set of speakers.
What happened to them?
Bill bought about 8 sets.
I bought some jackets once, leather jackets. And I'd show my daughter and she said, you dickhead! Oh, geez, I bought two. He sucked me into two. The leather jackets. Because they had the good name on them. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. You know, Gazman or something. But,
So I was saying that to you, Will, as an analogy. Yeah. And Fat actually did it. All right,
we need to take a break.
Will Anderson to stick around.
I need some tips and tricks.
Yes, Jim? You do. Badly.
I need a lot of things, but just those two.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I tell you what we all do when we're on holidays. We drink too much. When we're on holidays.
Have you had some prior to the show?
It's Perfect. The Rush Hour on Triple M with the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on now until April 21. You can book at comedyfestival.com.au and go and see this man's show, Will Legitimate.
Well done.
Will Anderson's here with us.
He is. He's probably our favourite comedian, by the way.
All time.
He's on all the time. We love him. Do you have a meet and greet and go around and shake hands and get photos with your... with the people that come and watch
you? I'm not running for election, Bill.
Well, it'd be nice for you to do that, Will.
Why would that be nice for me to do that?
Well, some girls just laugh for 45 minutes at your jokes.
Mate, there's been a transaction that has taken place. It's the one that we all agreed to, which was that they paid money to sit and listen to me talk for an hour in a row.
Just come
and then they get to go home and I get to go home out of separate entrances.
You want a photo or something? Come on, Will, you can build on that. That's something you look at next year.
What am I meant to be doing?
Like
meeting people after the show.
They got the sign there, tops.
How many people do you think come to my show, Bill? Like, there's 1,000 people in that theatre every night.
1,000?
1,000.
Oh, shit, you're going that well. Yeah. How much do they pay you? I'm going to work this out. 1,000 at what?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere between $28 and $60, depending on.
We'll say $40.
Okay.
It's
right.
$40,000 a night, Jim. That's a good little cash.
You know, and the great thing is, Bill, they give me the venue for free and they just throw in all the stuff. So I don't have to do anything about any of that stuff.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Why do you reckon he's one of Australia's best?
Well, I didn't know he had 1,000 at $40. Just wow. No,
if you want some cheap tickets, mate, I can arrange you some. There's a guy in a van out on the street.
Jacket. Now, I want to know how it all started because I'd tell a joke and...
How did yours start, Bill? Yeah. Like, what was the first joke that you ever told? When did you get the idea that telling a joke was a good idea?
Well, we used to do this show and we'd just finish at about 1:45 and gave the audience nothing for 15 minutes. So one day I said, why don't we do something...
What if we gave them less than nothing? I've got an idea.
You know,
it's even worse.
What are you going to have for
nothing at all?
What are you going to have for dinner? And people used to ring in and say we're having a roast tonight and all that. It wasn't bad. People loved that.
Did they?
Wasn't that successful?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Then we started
the
joke.
Literally sounds like the definition of phoning it in. What's for dinner? Last 15 minutes. What's for dinner? We'll just take some calls.
Mum's meatloaf and all that. Like, it was beautiful. It sounded
stuff.
Really.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we decided on a joke, but I tell you what, after 11 years, it's hard to come up with a new one, a clean one that's not hurting someone or offending someone.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very difficult. Yeah. So they've been rehashed a couple of times. So.
Oh, as in you've gone back to a joke that you've already told
already
before.
Told.
Once,
it,
twice, or maybe three times.
Okay. Is that what you're saying today is?
No,
today is a best of. Is this a joke that you have used before and that you are taking back for a second go? Because that's all right. That's, you know what, Bill? There's a story in my show that I told in the first show that I ever did I'm telling to revise from a different perspective that story, right? I'm looking it through my eyes now as opposed to my eyes when I was 20 years old. You could do that with your jokes. You can reimagine, like, it's a different perspective. It's a different Bill. You're a different person to when you told that joke 3 years ago or 5 years ago. Therefore, the joke.
Different perspective.
Yeah, right? So you're bringing a different life experience to the table, right?
Yes, beautiful.
You know, it's not just the jokes. It's the life experience of the comedian that makes the joke. It's the person telling the joke that informs, you know, whether the joke is truly funny. So you've got to bring the new bill
right
to the table when you tell this joke, and that will take you to the next level with this joke. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No,
Literally, halfway through me saying that, you just started staring at your fingers. No. Like, literally just staring at them in front of your face, like, well, you needed to see something you could understand more than the words that were coming out of my mouth.
What you just experienced is a daily occurrence for me. It's Bill's head just goes to a place and his eyes get all vacant and you think...
No, he said...
JB, I had him. I had him on the hook. I felt it tug on the little string. I was like, I reckon he's listening to me. And then suddenly the hand came up and you just started staring at your fingers in front of your eyes. I was like, I've lost him.
Oh, my goodness.
But how long did it take for you up on stage, like a footballer? I reckon it's about 50 or 60 games, Jim, when they feel confident enough. How many gigs would have taken you?
Oh, you know what, Bill? I'm going to say this sincerely. That's a pretty good question.
I would have thought.
Yeah, and so I reckon you need about 100 gigs to work out whether you can do it or not. Like,
100?
I wouldn't say to anyone, like, make up. If you love it, you know, like, there's those footy players who go and play in the, well, you know, you've got one of the all-time greats down at Geelong who just took a little bit longer to get there, but once you get there, you're amazing.
Yes.
Like, I reckon you can't tell in the first 100. If you really think you're good at it or you're doing something, do 100.
Yeah.
I reckon by 100, you've probably worked out whether you should keep doing it or not.
You would have done some shitty joints, wouldn't you, and small joints, but you've got to do all that.
Yeah, mate. I did a show one night to two people, and at one stage, one of them went to the toilet. I was like, do I wait?
What do I do?
Do you know what I mean? Like, it feels weird that half the audience has left that I should keep going, that they're not going to understand the rest of the show.
So you've got to do the tough yards, don't you?
Mate, you've got to do the tough yards, and I'm sure I'll have to do them again.
No,
once on the way up or once on the way back down.
No, you will not. You're established. Whereas Fat, he did a speaking gig for 10 people just recently. He went and sat down at the table with them.
Oh, well, it was closer. I was more, it felt like part of the family.
Yeah, yeah. And is that how that was advertised, the dinner?
No,
with
there was
Bill?
Meant to be 300.
Yeah, right.
And then the bloke come up and said, we're running a bit short here.
Tough for me if I got to the comedy theatre tonight and there was only 10 people there and I was like, you know what, let's just go down to Schnitz.
That's what we did. I sat on a table with them and they could ask questions as we went around. And the money wasn't all there.
Yeah, no.
I had to cut back a bit, which I was happy to do for the poor footy.
Oh, no, you were happy to do when when they didn't make any money out of the event. You were happy not to either.
So, well, I've got a joke for you, right?
Okay. All right, let's go with a joke.
This is not the real joke because I think we've got to get one from the family later on, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So stand by as I get it off here. Paddy called the RSPCA today and said, I've just found a suitcase in the woods containing a fox with four cubs.
Oh, okay.
Hang on, don't say that. Just let me go. Uh-huh. That's terrible, said the RSPCA officer. Are they moving? I'm not sure, said Paddy, but that would explain the suitcase.
It's not bad.
Are they moving? Look at him. He can't talk.
So, Willis.
Firstly, you've got to get to the punchline before people have already worked it out. Like, that one was...
That's like
if it's that obvious, if the joke was that obvious, you have to get to the punchline before... Like, you were halfway through. You're like, are they moving? So, and I already knew what the punchline to that joke was.
So the delivery's got to speed up.
I would have thought so.
All right. Well, he didn't get it, and I bet you she didn't out there, so we don't get any of it.
Just pointing fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always good for a comedian to do. Just stand there and go, you didn't get it, neither did you.
But it's not a bad gag. It's all right. Like you could use that. Yeah. Just start that tonight.
No, next time you and I see each other at a public establishment, I know what's going to happen already. You're going to say, Jim, let me buy you a beer. I never knew the pain you had to endure every day.
Well, I just think there was two options for me. I could have come into the studio today or I could have come down to Marvel where you are, Jim.
And
they've brought me in here.
You're happy with Fat, aren't you? You like working with me, Willie. Will Legitimate.
Yep, it's Will Anderson's best show. You can catch it at the Comedy Theatre. Will Legitimate, get your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
He's still got 2 weeks to go, 2 weekends and next week.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
Righto.
Nine shows. Yes.
And bloody good.
Have you
bloody
learned something good from Will there? Your joke's coming up next.
He lost me.
Stick around. It's Billy's joke, best joke ever on the Rush Hour coming up, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.